so long ago. Now it knows everything about me because it has my GeForce experience is now a shared experience with NVIDIA.
Yeah, no, you're sharing the magic and the joy of gaming and data with a number of different corporations right now.
They know exactly how long I wait to update my drivers, what prompts me to update a driver.
Yep, yeah.
It's great. I love this. It's tailored to my experience, really.
That's right. The GeForce experience is everyone's experience, but also it's an individual experience. It's a unified individual experience.
So, yeah, that's happening. It's installing. It's uninstalling my 3D Vision. Here's live up the 3D Vision driver.
Okay. All right. Great.
Obviously, it's tailored to me and all my 3D Vision. And now it's going to put it in the next thing it needs to do. Hopefully this solves the problem, because when I hit stream, it just gave me an error. The computer just gave me.
Was it just like, nah?
It was like, no, maybe your driver's ? Smiley face, it's not all good.
Hmm.
So we'll see what. People have done it. People do it every day.
Do what? Stream on the internet?
Yeah, why can't you just stream, bro?
I'm trying, bro.
Just push the button, bro.
It's just a button, bro.
I'm going. I'm hungry for streaming. I'm so hungry. It's happening. I mean, I love streaming. Every day.
Yeah. It's stream your whole life. Do it. Buy a car. Drive in the car. Stream from the car. Do it.
Man, it's such an overhead on that. How do they make cars with built-in like dashboard cams now?
Oh, you mean like out the front? Like recording?
Yeah, exactly. So you can record accidents.
I don't know if they're building those in yet.
Yeah. I rented a car last week, and it had a Wi-Fi network in it.
Wow.
Like, it generated its own network?
Yeah. Like, you could connect devices to it. Except
it sounds safe.
Did it have its
own, like, cell thing in it? Was it on LTE or something?
Right, yeah. So that, I assume it has its own LTE network connection or something like that. And then, yeah, you can just connect to it because it's Wi-Fi. It's like its own hotspot. But it didn't actually work. We tried to connect a phone to it, and it just didn't get any data. So I assume because it's a rental, they're just like, fucking no.
I'm going to try and do a game again. But, I'll let you know if it works.
Okay.
So, we'll hang out here.
Uh-huh.
And then once I get it started, then I'll switch the players.
Okay.
And we'll do it that way. I think that's the best way to do it. This is pretty cool. I like this. This is basically my stream life. This is how it should go. Just, we set up everything. Everybody sees how competent we all are. Oh, there it goes. All right, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Fingers crossed. Start recording. And 1, 2, 3, go. No! All right, hold on. Why did that happen? My drivers are up to date.
You probably need to reboot. Did you relaunch OBS?
I did.
Are you running the latest version of OBS?
Yeah, I just downloaded it.
You just downloaded
it. It was a really bold creative choice to do the stream as radio play.
I'm running. I'm jumping over this fence.
Okay. Let's try this. Okay, here. I feel better about this already. All right. I feel good. Hold on. Gotta figure this out.
Okay. All right.
Maneuver. YouTube, you've got my back. All right. Let's try this. Oh, what's this? F. Okay. Here we go. Oh my gosh.
Reboot.
Starting the output valve. Reboot.
Reboot. Shit. And then, like, see if there's a setting. You're not using NVENC, right? You're just using X264?
No, I was using NVENC.
Oh, I think NVENC is pretty buggy.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Only use that if your CPU is such shit that it can't handle it.
Right.
Generally.
Yeah, didn't you get one of those Skylakes?
Don't give away my computer. Hey, I'm watching.
No, isn't your IP address 24?
maybe pull up the skirt on your rig.
Hey, I think we might be streaming. If you're seeing this right now, it says, hey, if you're seeing this right now, I'll just keep doing that every 5 seconds. Hey, if you're seeing this, I think we might be live now. Hang tight. We've got a great show coming up. Some real high-level PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds coming up. Joining me is Jeff Gerstmann.
Hello. Hi.
And Brad Shoemaker.
Hello.
Now I'm just going to... They're going to tell you exactly what to expect from today's stream while I do a little behind-the-scenes work.
I'm already doing the behind-the-scenes work.
All right, Brad, give it to him.
I'm way ahead of you on the behind-the-scenes work.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're taking care of the behind-the-scenes work?
I'm almost done.
All right, so what you're going to see today is just some masterful play today. You'll probably see me in the corner here, and then when I die, I'll be able to switch to spectate mode, which is a great thing that we found out is in that game, which makes this whole thing just awful. So we're going to get started in just a second here. I'm very excited about my championship play in PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. It looks like the behind the scenes work is on the way, and it's maybe working.
I feel
okay?
I don't know. No,
okay.
Something weird happened.
Something happened.
Stick tight, everybody. I'll take you through what I got going on here, which is, as Alex put it, my dad antagonist. shaved head, got his t-shirt with the little V-neck. It looks like on the left here, to my left, is Brad Shoemaker's player, very similar.
Who is kind of the same dude.
Very similar. And I think behind my player is Jeff's player, who has hair.
I unlocked pants as well. Hair.
Yeah, very nice. And I have not a lot unlocked, but, you know, that's how I roll. I mean, that's what this game is about. It's not about how you look, it's about how quickly you can punch somebody.
They've refreshed the cost per crate back to 700 for me since that last patch or something. Yeah, so I'm actually pretty close to getting new gear here.
I have 640 battle points, if that's what we're calling them, and I'm getting close to getting that crate.
Can one of you guys try to launch to try to look at chat and see if the video is playing? Because I hit refresh streams, but I can't actually get it to load.
It says an error occurred.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm getting an error occurring. I can try and...
Try hitting refresh streams and see if that brings it up, because I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
Okay.
Didn't see that.
No.
I'm doing it. I did it.
Did it refresh appropriately?
I don't know. You know, I'm clicking it, but... I tried clicking the button, but it's not loading.
Chat maybe just died for me.
And there's also no chat.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Okay. Well, I feel pretty good.
Live on the internet.
Yeah. You know, you got the right video ID and stuff in there, right, Jeff?
Yep. Yeah. That feels good to me.
Great. It's not refreshing the thing. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Well. You know.
Yeah. I mean, why have it start working smoothly now?
We've
made it this far.
I feel like every time this thing comes up, it's got a different playback ID. Weird. Yeah, I hit refresh streams too, so. Who knows? Should we get started? Or should we wait? Let's wait a second. Let's talk PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Brad, how much have you played?
Two matches.
Great. Jeff, how much have you played?
I probably played about 10 matches. So I was out all last week, but the day before I left, I won.
Oh, wow.
I totally won. Yeah, number one, baby. I killed 9 people along the way, which people said was apparently a good number.
Oh, that is very high. So you weren't just hiding.
I was doing a bit of both. I was hiding with a shotgun, and then people would walk in, and I would murder them. And then very carefully move forward as the area tightened. And so I had a shotgun for these kind of tight areas, and then a rifle that I could use to handle the larger areas. And, I killed the last 2 people. myself. And it felt real good.
I probably check my stats. But I'm embarrassed to you because this is the one that's streaming out. Let's see. Kill rating. No? I'm ranked 409,770 in solo.
I am 194,707.
Wow, that's great.
I think we're gonna need someone. We're gonna need to tell someone that this is doing this and see if we can get someone else to look at it, because I don't know that we can.
Yeah, do you think you can message, put a red flag up somewhere? I kind of want to switch off.
I don't even. Too much. Yeah, sure. I don't even know where. All right. Okay. Yeah.
I'll while we're doing that, I'm glad everybody could be here. I want to show you something that's very special to my heart.
Near and dear.
This guy came recently. Look at this. This is Rekar. This is a masterpiece Rekar.
You got a Rekar?
You got a Rekar. Yeah, I mean, he's not really a masterpiece. It's third party. But, man, I don't know if you guys remember Rekar, the original toy. He did not look great.
He dared to be stupid.
And he was. And he accomplished that goal. And this one just looks fantastic. So,
so thanks for his support.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He came in a set with a buddy. Another junkie on it. And he looks like this when he's transformed. This is what the buddy looks like. Transformers look pretty good now.
Yeah.
What
are those things called? Masterpiece Collection?
So the real ones by Hasbro and Takara Tomy are called Masterpiece, and then the third-party knockoffs are, all sorts of different things. They all have, like, fake names.
Bootleg, like, aftermarket.
Yeah, like his name is, like, Roadhog.
Are those all coming out of Japan?
I'm pretty sure most of them.
I think a lot of the bootlegs come out of China.
But, I mean, there's no U.S. release of the stuff.
Hasbro was doing the U.S. versions of the Takara Tomy stuff. So sometimes they'd have slightly different colors. Like, they had weird differences, kind of odd little differences. Some people would... there's a chat. Some people would say the QC on some of the Hasbro stuff, maybe not as great.
That's whatever.
I know, it's fine. Maybe it was a lot cheaper.
I didn't know those things transformed. I thought they were just like figurines or statuettes or whatever.
This is fully transformed.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Things
are not cheap.
No.
And you bought a... did you get a Megatron recently?
I do, yeah. I don't know if you can... I probably can't see the stream, but he's on the back of my shelf in there, yeah. He's hanging on. So I bought him from Amazon Japan, which wound up being a lot cheaper than importing or buying him after the import. For me, at least.
Oh, maybe that's why these are so expensive. I'm looking for TF Source.
Nope, they're just expensive.
Appears to be some kind of specialty Transformers reseller.
Yeah.
But also, here's a random Shredder.
Sure. Because Shredder's cool. Alright, I think I see the chat back up.
Okay, I'm not able to get in. Is the player playing the right video?
The player is still freaking out. I saw some people in the chat for just a hot second there. But now it looks like maybe it's coming.
Alright, I mentioned it to engineering and did not hear back, and have asked Rory to look into it, so.
Great. Do you want to see Rekar again?
I mean, I can't see you at all, but yes.
I can, but you're like 30 seconds behind your voice. It's like I've already forgotten what you're talking about by the time
I have my, if we're just going to do audio Transformers talk here, let's get down to what really matters.
Yeah.
I've got my Blue Streak. It's a Takara Tomy branded Blue Streak that I've yet to take out of the box. So I'm prepared to do an unboxing here.
An audio unboxing.
Yeah, audio unboxing. Here we go. I'm going to loosen the tape here very carefully.
Tell me what you're feeling right now.
Okay, I'm feeling tape on a box. I'm trying to very carefully scrape the tape off because I don't want to tear the box because I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah.
If the box tears, the box tears, you know? Slicing it actually is probably a smarter solution. Let me get my knife up here. Okay, let's open the knife.
I love the Foley. I love...
And okay, we've sliced through the tape. Now I'm gonna refold this knife here.
Okay, it's safety.
And put the knife away. And okay, we are opening the box.
Okay, exciting. So this is a kind of a knockoff.
Yeah, it is still called Blue Streak, and it has a Nissan logo on it.
Is he actually blue or is he silver?
He appears to be blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he on car mode or robot mode?
I think he's gonna. I'm looking to get the box open here. Still, okay, we got it open. I'm seeing the plastic that it is all encased in. I'm yanking it out here. He's in car mode.
Oh wow! Wow, that's fun.
And there's a little. There's some pamphlet here that this all appears to be very. Very official looking, honestly. Like I'm impressed with the quality of the it comes with a little card that like the masterpiece ones do, like the really real ones do.
Does it say Takasa Tony on it?
No, the card just says Cybertron Unknown Blue Streak CP18B. Which I think it would say MP18B if it was a real one, if I had to guess.
What's his intelligence? What are we looking at?
You know what? Honestly, on the back here where the tech specs are, it just says unknown stamped over it. And all of the entries, which are written in Japanese here. So maybe I just need that red piece of film to really see it. I'm not really sure.
You're probably right.
Okay, let's see. I'm unfolding. Okay, this is like a poster-sized instruction manual for how to transform him.
Sure, okay.
Which I assume I might actually need.
They can be kind of complicated.
Yeah. This is like telling me how to put the different weapons on. It's like Electro Bolt, Cloud Buster, Disperser Rifle.
And it's in English? In the instructions?
No, that stuff's in English. The rest of it is definitely not.
Okay.
And on the back here, it's got instructions, also not in English, but, you know, I could probably stare at this long enough and eventually figure it out. So he's blue on the sides and silver on the hood. The hood is silver, everything else is blue. And we've got a rifle and two shoulder-mounted rocket launchers here in the pack.
So I'm going to grab mine in silver for the folks at home while you describe the look.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he came with two clip-on shoulder mounted cameras?
Yeah, it looks like it. Oh. Yeah, clip-on, kind of clip-in, or kind of set on his back here from the looks of it.
Fold in on the transformation.
They're separate pieces. Okay, I'm holding them here. Oh, that's, I almost dropped the rocket launchers there. Okay, gonna set that over there. We're gonna take the rifle and put it over there too. And so now I'm holding this car. And looking at him, this actually doesn't look too different from just the standard G1. You know, version of Blue Streak, honestly. Maybe a little different, actually, but in terms of just like when I look at the bottom here, there's some things about it that look like it would be pretty easy to figure out. But okay, let's see what step one is here.
Looks like chat might be out.
Okay.
It was.
Just went
back down.
I'm pulling the arms down.
Oh, okay, you're transforming.
That was down again.
I am looking at chat. Chat appears to be up for me. I just don't know if the player is the player.
I still haven't gotten the player to be the player.
I don't know. I'm looking at the YouTube version of this live stream that is live streaming right now. With your sweet stats.
Great.
And I'm pulling that video ID.
Okay. I saw that, and it looked correct to me.
Oh, I see what I did. I see what I did. I can fix this.
What'd you do?
I missed a character.
Was it an underscore character?
No, it's a dash.
Listen, I've been there.
Oh, wow, that string starts with a dash.
Yeah, I've never seen one start with a dash before. That's, I've seen underscores, but...
All right, I think we're about ready to go. Should we go?
I need to hit refresh streams, and I'm looking at it, and this looks like the player, and it looks like we're ready to go.
All right, let's...
Hang on, let me turn him back into a car here.
Okay. They're pretty awesome. I really enjoyed... I thought the magic would go away on the Masterpiece stuff. And there's a sick new Jetfire coming out. And he's real big. They're making an Omega Supreme.
Yeah.
Just scary.
Really big. And he's like about $500 or $600.
I just want a good sound wave. That's all. I'm not a Jetfire fan, so...
There is, I believe, a knockoff Soundwave come out, or is coming out. But that Soundwave by Hasbro is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the yellow eyes, the one by the Japanese Takara one has red eyes.
Ah.
Where you want to go. That's what you want.
Hmm.
All right, I'm feeling good.
All right.
I think we should get started here.
I'm feeling loose. I'm going to turn the Mixler off now.
All right.